Live from City Hall, it's City Desk. News and views from City Hall. And now your host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, July 16th at 10:37 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And as usual, our co-host is with us, the Chief Administrative Officer of the City, Mr. David Nichols. Good morning.
Good morning, William and Vincent. How are y'all today? We've had a lot of work going on in the city this week, very visible work. The mayor has requested that the Public Works Department step it up, and they're out there working on the medians on Highway 90. They're not just cutting them, but they're also trimming them up and making them just like you do your yard. They want it to be, it's our front door, and they want it to be presented to people as they come into town like our front door.
And I want to make sure we don't step in anything here. Let's not forget our friends in the Parks and Recreation Department are out there working along with their brothers from the Public Works Department. And I was thinking about it, David. That's only 8 miles of stretch of highway in Biloxi, but the medians are a little bit more than that, right?
Yeah, you know, one thing they're trying to do is they're trying to get some of the sand off the sidewalks on the north side. The Harrison County Sand Beach, they take care of cutting the medians and cutting the grass, but we wanted to take it a step further and get the sand off the sidewalks on the front set.
But the big thing, my point was, it's 8 miles of highway there, but you're talking about over 30 miles of medians when you figure they got to go all four of the medians. In addition to that, we have work going on, 8 times 4 is 32, 8 miles of highway, 4 medians. Anyway, you with me now? Yeah, there are 4 medians, one on the north side, one on the interior of the north side, and 2 on the south side. And they've got to do every one of those. The biggest thing is all of the sand and how the grass has just overcome the medians. And we've gotten a huge amount of response from this project on our city Facebook page. We want to thank everyone for all of the comments that they've made, all positive. But we want to remind them, too, that also they play a role in this, too, keeping their neighborhoods clean. There's some work going on right down at MGM Park that's creating a little bit of a traffic slowdown for people.
Yeah, it really is. This is a continuation of the project for the MGM Park. It's they're changing up the entrance when you come out of the Beau Rivage parking garage, and the parking garage on the north side of the highway will be a little bit different configurations where you can't turn left coming out of the garage. It's going to be on the north side, so they're changing that median up, and so it's creating a few problems right now, but hopefully they'll be in and out of that project pretty quickly.
And Mayor Gilich, before we get to our special guest, Mayor Gilich is out of town this week. Mr. Gilich goes to Washington?
That's right. He is in Washington along with our city attorney, Gerald Blessy, and Cliff Kirkland, our director of
Civic Innovation and Development.
Thank you. And so they're there. They're up seeing all our congressional delegation as well as congressional delegations from other areas that can influence a number of issues. I think the most important issue they've been looking at is the one with the Keesler and the gate going in through Division Street, and they're really pushing hard on that. But the other important issue that impacts a great deal of our city is the flood insurance rates, and they're looking at, you know, they may go up. The legislation sunsets ending, so they're going to slowly go back, start going up, and Mayor Gilich is up there talking to them, and Mayor Hughes is with them and talking to them to try to figure out some kind of solution.
You're right. I'm glad you mentioned Mayor Hughes went along to carry the luggage, I believe, the mayor of Gulfport. And also, let's not forget, our council president is up there, Felix Gines. They have met with Senator Thad Cochran. They've met with Senator Roger Wicker. They have met yesterday with Congressman Benny Thompson. They met with Congressman Stephen Palazzo, Greg Harper, and another congressman. I understand they're talking as well to some congressional staffers to see what legislation is on the horizon. That's important because the flood insurance or the rates are going to go up, what, 25% a year or so?
Yeah, it's going to significantly impact people who do have flood insurance in the flood zone.
Okay, now let's get to our special guest. We have had a number of reports about scams, not only in Biloxi, but along the Gulf Coast. And it's from what some of them target the elderly, but some of them will just target anybody. Here to talk about what you can do to avoid being a victim of a scam and to tell us what some of the latest scams are is the director of the Biloxi Police Department, Chief John Miller. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here today. Well, the scams are vast. The main thing you need to keep in your mind is that if someone calls and tells you that you've won a great deal of money and you haven't registered for anything, you haven't entered anything, then it's bogus. It's not true. Just get that through your head. Don't let the fact that they're going to send you a check for $5,000 to start with or they want you to send them a couple of $100 and they're going to send you back $50,000, don't let any of that play a part in your decision. Remember that these people, again, are just limited by their imagination. They'll try anything. If they call 100 people and 10 people send them $1,000 a piece, they've been successful.
One thing that kind of caught me off guard was that y'all said that there's actually one now involving jury duty.
There is. They'll call and tell you that you missed jury duty and that there's a warrant for your arrest and you're going to have to send them a check. And they'll usually ask you to put that on some of the new credit cards that you can buy, and you can just whatever amount you want to place on the card. They'll ask you to send a couple of those cards to them just to keep you out of trouble. Well, that's an easy one. All you have to do there is tell them to call you back, hang up, call the courthouse, and find out. Don't depend on any numbers that they give you.
Now, the other one was, but it's crafty the way they come up with these things. The other one is that they might hire you to cut their grass, or somehow they hire you to do a service. And then whenever they pay you for that service, they pay you with a check that's more than the amount they're supposed to be paying you.
Again, only limited by their imagination. You know, they may send you some correspondence in the mail and ask you to distribute it. You distribute it, and then they'll send you a couple of checks for $10,000 a piece, and they'll tell you to cash one of the checks and send them back $5,000. And then on another day, they want you to cash the other check and send them another $5,000, and the rest of the money is yours. Well, those checks are bogus, and a lot of times you are able to cash them. But guess who's going to be responsible for that when everything's said and done? It's going to be you. No one's going to send you that kind of money in the mail and ask you to mail out a few letters for them for that kind of money. It's nothing but a scam.
Another thing that y'all have had to deal with was you've had a number of, primarily you told me the count was on car burglaries versus house burglaries. Car burglaries are like five or seven to one. So you got a number of car burglaries, but from what it sounds like, these car burglaries are easily preventable.
A lot of them are easy preventable. It's important to remember that in anywhere you go in the country, property crimes are always going to dominate. There's always more property crimes than there is anything else, and Biloxi is no exception to that. Most of the time, these thieves are—they're going to come by. They're going to see the car unlocked, and it's just a crime of opportunity. They're going to open the door and go in. Rarely will those folks actually break the window. Some will, and some people believe if they leave their doors unlocked that they're better off because they won't end up with a broken window. But I'm telling you, the percentages are very small. The ones that are going to go in your car are going to go in because it's unlocked and they have an opportunity to. If it's locked, they're going to move on, especially at night. They don't like making a lot of noise, like knocking windows out and things like that. In the last month, we've probably arrested close to a dozen burglars. Most of them are car burglars, and most of them, again, just go from car to car through a neighborhood. And if they get change, if they get a radar detector, it's amazing to me the amount of people that leave firearms in their cars and leave their car unlocked. All that is plus for them. They can go straight to most of your legitimate pawn shops they can't go to, but they can go to, there's fences out there they can go to, or they can trade it for narcotics.
So the biggest thing is people just need to use common sense and do things to not become a victim.
Well, I know we all want to be trustworthy. We all want to we want to trust our neighbors and the folks around us. Man, lock your cars, lock your homes, lock your windows. Things need to be locked this day and time.
Chief, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. You brought with you a special guest. Does he has something to say, Mr. Mike Wills? Forget your rank. What are you rank?
Major, Chief of Detectives. Major. Good morning.
And I think Mike was telling us about a new scam this morning.
Gentlemen, it was another lottery scam. Claimed someone called him, contacted him, advised that he had won $29 million and he needed to send him a prepaid credit card. He did so, and then apparently a light bulb went off and he didn't send him anymore.
And the reason that the scam on sending the money is, from what I understand, it's like to pay the taxes or something.
Yeah, pay taxes or other shipping costs or something of that nature. And in addition to add what the director stated about locking your vehicle, one of the key things is just not leave anything in plain sight.
And it doesn't matter where you leave your vehicle. There's really no reason to leave things in it.
It doesn't matter. They're hitting it in driveways, streets, and it's happening all over the city. It's not any particular neighborhood.
Another thing that y'all said in your advisory the other day is don't always trust your electronic devices.
Always manually lock your vehicle when you're getting out. And then hit your button and you'll hear the alarm go off. Mm-hmm. But always manually lock it when you're getting out.
What's the wildest scam you've heard in your, 6 months of police work?
How long have you been an officer?
20 years.
20 years.
I don't know that they're necessarily that wild, but the lottery thing, just if somebody calls you to win the lottery and then they tell you to send them money, I just can't. It just amazes me how people actually will do that, regardless of their age or their education or their income level. They're going to do it.
I can see how they try to make it credible, though. You know, you got to pay the taxes up front. They say on game shows when you win an automobile, you don't actually win the automobile. You got to pay the taxes. So from one respect, I can see, but I'm stupid, though, anyway. What is a pigeon drop? I've heard that term years and years. Either one of y'all.
Well, a pigeon drop is just that. It's any kind of scam where they're making it appear that you're going to gain from something, that you're gonna make some money off of this deal. That's a pigeon drop.
Okay. Now, I think we've covered everything. Was there anything else y'all wanted to remind people? This littering thing is just killing me, man.
Yeah, well, the littering kills us all, unfortunately, today. And I got a photograph of a Mustang. And the caption was, you know, this person stopped the car and dumped their ashtray in the road or threw out some wrappers in the road. You know, can you please send them a ticket? Well, unfortunately, we can't do that. In the state of Mississippi, in order to write a ticket, we have to witness the event take place. Now, we're going to contact these folks and tell them that we know what they did. But we actually have to witness. We can't issue them a ticket. I wish we could, but we can't.
I saw that. That was from the mayor's wife. She passed it along from somebody else. I think that pretty much wraps up what we had on the show today. David, city council meeting coming up Tuesday?
Yeah, it should be a pretty small or short city council meeting. We do have a number of presentations we're going to do. The Ask Guards will be here. They always going to have Billy Joe Bro come up. And
Tommy Joe, excuse me.
And he'll probably tell a joke or two. And then we got the Sun Camp kids come up. Mm-hmm. And then we got special presentations for Barry Lyons, Barry Lyons Day.
And we're also going to have a little presentation for our person that's been here all summer. He's worked with the police a little bit and all the directors. And you, Charlie Benton, public affairs intern, is going to be graduating. Major, tell me what's been happening over at the baseball games and parking and crowds and so forth.
Everything seems to be going well. Haven't heard of any issues. I've worked several games myself. There's a stretch this weekend, and within a few days, there's another five-game stretch, I believe. Everybody seems to be finding ample parking, no issues, crowd issues, inside or out. Everything seems to be going very well.
He's working the games. He's using that term very loosely. I've seen him. I've seen him at these games. No, it is very hot, but sometimes that wind will just waft through. And this will conclude this week's City Desk podcast. And I just can't say enough that we're very appreciative that y'all are here. But William Sackett is the one that contributes something great to this show every week.
You know, I wanted to ask you something nostalgically, if I could, Captain. In Biloxi, Chief, I'm so sorry, Chief.
He gets a ticket.
Anyway, I get a ticket too, I know. Old school, very old school. Do we still have, or does there still exist, bagmen?
Nobody that would refer to themselves as a bagman. None that I know of, but I'm sure there are some folks around that are probably still taking bets, still making money, but they're not as plentiful as they were.
Is that what you mean by bagman?
Yo, he nailed it. He nailed it, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, William, thanks for contributing so much to the show this week.
Take us home.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. This is William Sackett speaking.